Good evening and welcome to Hill News Radio on KSLU. I'm your host, Bobby Baird.
I'm also your host, Jack Lyons.
I'm also your host, Charlotte Crawford.
We got a couple guests for you tonight. We got a special treat. We did a little recording before the show even started with our co-host, Jack Lyons. Jack?
Yeah, me and Alex Martin performed one of the, or we recorded one of the songs that we performed at the Pub 56 open mic a few weeks ago, our own adaptation of one of the Beatles classics, Lucy in the Sky.
You played I'm Crazy.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we did Crazy. We were playing Lucy before. I'm sorry. Yeah, we did Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, which is a great jam right there.
Good jam.
So we'll be talking to Alex.
We'll just call him that.
We'll talk to Axe a bit later on the show.
Axe.
About slash. They got a couple gigs coming up, right?
Yeah, we're playing as separate acts at the upcoming acoustic open mic thing this Tuesday, and then April 2nd at Pub 56, me and him are going to be playing a whole hour and a half long show. So definitely check both of those out.
Yeah, it should be fun
for no other reason.
I'll pencil you in
than for the good music and the alcohol.
Maybe if I'm so inclined.
So Charlotte, Charlotte, who did you bring?
I brought Colin Kirkland, a fellow senior and good friend of mine, than just the fact that he has a beautiful voice that would be amazing to listen to on the radio. He wrote an opinions piece this week.
Oh, you don't
that
say.
I'm going to ask him to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Don't ask me anything about it because I haven't read it. So.
Oh, neither have I.
That's so why he's here.
It's fun. It's all part of the fun. And then we're going to talk to Alexa about this very controversial dance team article.
It shouldn't
yes,
have been controversial, but
shouldn't have been controversial.
Was.
But
so, yeah.
Let's air it out.
Thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see. Fun. And maybe Brandon will pop in for a little jib-jab.
Yeah.
A little jib-jab, Brandon.
A little jib-jab.
He likes to jib-jab.
All right. Love to have him here.
So we're going to cut to some music now and tune in.
Sound effects?
Yeah.
Like lasers?
That's not
it
anything,
wasn't.
But
it wasn't. It was just my voice. I was just throwing right. something.
Yeah.
Something
oh, hello.
Box.
Hello, guys.
Oh, God, I didn't realize we were live.
Hey, oh, we're live again. Why does this keep happening?
I think
I'm getting mind fucked right now.
Yeah,
oh, it's
who's
that freaking
there?
Alex kid.
It's that Alex kid, yeah.
What did you guys
We don't even have a... Alex? Yeah, we have our guests manning a soundboard. Anyway.
I've never met that guy.
So we're here...
He seems nice. He has a nice smile. Sorry.
He's a nice guy.
He's going to hear me talk.
Great voice. Very talented musician, as we'll see later. So we're here with Colin.
Hello.
How are you doing, Colin?
Good.
Colin Kirkland.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I've never been on this type of,
The radio.
Podcast
the
radio. Type of.
The whole world is listening, so.
I guess
interweb.
So. Yeah. That the just interweb. Makes me more amped.
Yeah.
So Colin, you wrote, you have a column.
I do.
Colin's column.
Colin's column.
Tell us
Whoa.
About that.
That sounds great. Wow. I think I came up with some
other
bullshit.
Is the name not
rename
as
it?
Good as Colin's column?
No, not even close.
I should trademark that.
Columns by column.
Man. What's your column
give
about?
Give me this one. Come on.
Yeah, no,
I write a arts and expressions column.
So are you
I just jumped on the boat kind of recently because I need experience for jobs. And
are you in?
That is what's up.
Is it in the A&E section?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but what you wrote for this week was opinions?
Yeah, so I kind of wrote an opinions piece. I was down in New Orleans for Mardi Gras a couple weeks ago.
Sweet.
One of my, no one's jealous.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And no one cares.
Yeah, dude, that's not cool at
dude,
all.
It
that seems
on,
like
right?
a lame plan. That
it
has,
ate me
so.
Up and spit me out real hard. but it was fun. And I was visiting a buddy from high school. Long story short, we were staying in a frat house at Tulane University. Not my scene. You know, I
right.
don't know. It was fun for a few days, but
knowing
Jesus
you, I
Christ,
know, that's not your scene.
A lot of everything that you're thinking about right now. Also, a lot.
I'm thinking about
of,
kittens.
Oh, really? Well, Bobby, I
well,
think
you don't appear to be listening.
The, yeah, yeah. A lot of.
Do you know what New Orleans is? It's not a giant pet adoption center.
You know what?
Well,
dude?
Not in a way. It
it's
could
the
be.
Center of jazz, and guess what we were listening to? Shitty trap rap. You
Screw
probably
that.
Heard
so
it.
That's,
You've
oh, okay.
heard it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So pretty much yeah. I'm sitting around. It's the morning. It's like 11, 10 maybe, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're six deep.
Yeah.
Your average.
Yeah. I'm drinking some shitty
hours.
Warm beer.
Yeah.
You
want
to be there.
People are, you know, snorting shit, whatever. Can I say that on here?
Yeah, that's yeah. Fine. We don't really have rules yet.
A lot of cocaine. A lot of cocaine. Just saying, I didn't take part, not my thing, but hey.
Hey, drugs are a thing. They
it's
happen.
A thing, and that's
drugs
totally
bad,
fine, but they like to listen to this music. I don't know if you guys have heard of Migos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like Migos, like, started with 100 bricks.
Thank you, Bobby.
What?
That is exactly
what do you need 100 bricks for?
No one knows,
I don't know,
man.
But he sold out, bitch. Like,
he's
that's,
wow.
Yeah.
He's got, like,
he
3 billion followers on Spotify, which is just
that's
insane
absurd.
To me.
But, I mean, come on, this is the city of jazz, you know? This is
know,
this is the birthplace of American music, and we're listening to...
Exactly.
And can it... you fill me in as someone who doesn't know who that
so,
is?
So, there's this thing going on down there called dabbing. Not
oh,
like,
yeah.
not
oh,
like
oh,
ripping
yeah.
dabs,
like,
but
like I'm gonna
yeah,
dab.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a sneeze,
yeah,
but
Alex
it's really
is back
intense.
There doing some dabbing.
That's the move.
Oh,
it's
okay.
a dance move.
I saw that somewhere.
It's kind of like
some
a new
meme.
Soulja Boy kind of move, I guess. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, cool.
I don't know a ton about it,
it's
but
like
it was
the new
everywhere. Holy shit! Yeah, absolutely. Bigger,
yeah.
10 times bigger.
There's
than that
like
shit.
A one every few weeks.
Exactly, but this one's gonna be around for
okay.
a while.
Okay.
I feel it. Anyway. These kids were obsessed with it. Migos sings a song called Dab Daddy. And there's really no music besides a snare, as we all can imagine. Just like, yeah, wow, that
yeah,
sounds great. But like fast, you know how it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Big wow. bass. Big bass. Him saying the dumbest shit ever. I wish right. I printed out some lyrics because
cocaine.
Goddamn.
I like cocaine.
Worse than
my
that.
Name is Migos. My mommy
I like cocaine.
Is a
guys, he's the Dab Daddy. All right. That's what I learned when I was down south. Anyway. God damn, it was really brutal. And I've looked around, and it's all upper middle class white kids that are obsessed with this shit. And it
Why?
Just blew my mind. It just blew my freaking mind.
So you express your frustration in your Hill News article.
I do. I
tell
do.
Tell us about it. What'd
more,
you write?
Less frustration, more curiosity.
Confusion.
Because a lot of my friends
Wonderment.
Here like are really into this shit. You know, like Hannah Montana. Remember that like
your
song?
Oh, yeah.
Your friends here are
Hannah
into
Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Rob
now
Hash.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Rob
Not
Hash.
Like Hannah Montana, the show, but like
oh,
the right. song.
Because I was really into that. And I was
oh,
really
that's
into
a
song.
Song.
Yeah. Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm. That I'm cool with. Now I'm actually cool with whatever. Like, this is totally fine, the trap rap thing. I'm just wondering why white kids want to fucking, like, you know, go around singing, or not even singing, just like, they'll break up sentences
gurgling
lyrics from, like, Dab Daddy or some terrible music like that.
Like, they would do that while you were there? People
oh,
that
yeah.
you interact with?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, man. It's a thing. And they just love partying to it. I think
yeah.
there's something deeply racial about it.
Oh.
But I don't know.
You mean like white kids like appropriating, reappropriating
yeah, appropriation.
Like black
yeah. It's like the same thing with jazz and how everyone did like, you know,
yeah.
like blues, rock, everything really. But this
it's
is like
cool to opposite that then this in the city of New Orleans.
It is, man. And it was frustrating.
I can
because
imagine.
I'd go to the parades out of, I don't know, I'd load into the back of a U-Haul van with kegs, and then we'd hit up the parades, and then I'd see these incredible marching bands, and I was like, oh my God, these guys are fucking awesome.
They're so cool. They just, like, walk down the street.
Young kids, too. Just
yeah.
Did you get a lot of beads?
So many beads.
Nice.
So many beads.
So many beads.
Wow, yeah. Wow, I like the way,
Question.
One more.
So we've been running for 6 minutes. Well, although, Colin, you're really freaking good at this.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks,
phenomenal.
Man.
You just missed our discussion where Colin asked me if I had any questions, and I said, I don't prepare questions. I just like to let it flow.
That's true.
Yeah.
It feels more natural to me that way.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about some good stuff.
I think this is going to be a thing that's going to... It's not done. I think it's reaching a peak almost.
No, it's not peaking.
You don't think so?
Not yet.
You can't peak yet. You've been doing this for like 4 months. How can you peak after 4 months?
Everyone on three, like, say trap rap. 1, 2, 3.
Trap rap. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I say. Front yard, broad day with the headscape. That's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the jail with them hit squad killers. Walk a flock of flame on the hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga. Got a main bitch, got a mistress, a couple of girlfriends. I'm so rich. Keep my dick hard and keep me smoking. You get bills free, shouting, no joking. And what I stand for? Bricks for. I'm a die for this shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where you trying? Play hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit in my hood. Chris fucking with me, she in the vice squad. Essays in the middle, freestyle off the ground. Three squad, walk a block of flame, it's fucking home. I go hard in the motherfucking.
Okay,
excellent.
Yeah. You guys obviously can't body language.
I can't see it. I got Jack's
big ass head in your way.
Yeah, your big old head. All right, so we're here with Alexa.
Alexa Mitchell, 16, class of 2016.
Not 16.
Not 16 years old.
I was going to say, like, you should not. I don't think
just turned 16.
Her sweet 16 has come and gone, but she's here today.
I am. Yes. Hello, guys. Okay, closer.
So, Alexa,
still getting the hang of this.
Tell us about this article.
Here. So I wrote a Dance Team article. Kind of wanted it to be like, I don't know, like we had our last game a few weeks ago. Is it good? Okay. So it was just kind of about like my time on the team, and I was captain this year, so that was kind of fun with Jaren Waugh, who's one of my housemates. it was just kind of like a love letter to my team. I think that's what the title was.
That's
just
nice.
About, yeah, it was just...
It was like an appreciative homage, right?
About, yeah, it was about my time at school or at college.
It was like an ode to the dance team.
Yeah, and it was just like...
I read it while I posted it, and it was quite nice.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It was thanks fun for to write.
Nice. Excellent. So...
great input to these conversations.
So you were the captain... Sorry, Charlotte.
You are the captain, but so you wrote this and you got some backlash.
I did. There was a slew confession posted.
Slew confessions. What is that? Can we fill in our
listeners? Slew confessions is a Facebook page that is run by anonymous administrators who receive submissions from students that are basically, as you can, like a slew related quote unquote confession. You can basically say anything you want about anything or anyone, and they'll post it anonymously, unless obviously
will
it's
they post
violent
like everything?
Or something.
No.
Yeah, I mean there are some limits.
And most
I would imagine.
Of them, from what I hear, are just some people like someone saying someone else is attractive.
Yeah. Like 80% of the time. 80% of the time, it's
like damn, Bobby Baird is smoking hot.
Oh, yeah,
and Bobby's like, oh stop,
oh stop, you're firing me again.
It's like me logging on there and being like Jack Lyons, like Man Crush Wednesday or whatever, Man Crush Monday, and then like someone comments and tags Jack so that he'll see it.
Yeah,
that's usually what it is.
Every day I get this.
I actually think my buddy George Sammons got a huge one.
Well,
earlier this year, yeah, it was like
15 minutes.
You take me to church. Yeah, so anyway.
But circling back, so there was a slew confession about your article.
Yeah, it was not a loving slew confession like the usual ones. It kind of turned it into a little bit of a race issue.
What?
So there was a picture that went along with the article, and it was a picture of the girls that danced at the last game. Not everybody can dance at every game, so there was like 18, 20 of us that danced at the last basketball game, and just so happens that we were all white in the picture. And so people took it as just like kind of saying that we were racist and didn't have any other members. And we do. We have a lot of different members. We have people that are from, like, North Korea, people from Africa, like, not just white people. And then it just kind of blew up across Facebook.
Not even
Facebook.
Just people from the United States.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know,
like, international
team.
People and stuff, yeah. Yeah, and then it just kind of blew up across Facebook and...
Well, I mean, see, what confuses me is, like, by making it a race issue, that's racist, because you're saying, like, oh, it's a dance team, like, it has to have African-American people on it.
It also seems as if, like, it reframes your entire intention behind writing the article as if you're saying, I love my white team. Does
exactly,
that make
yeah.
sense?
It wasn't like I was writing the article to be like, oh, like, we're just an all-white team. Like, I was just writing it to be like, this is one of the greatest things I've done
in
college.
Just,
you
it was
like,
just
thank
so...
thank God it's all white.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just like, jeez. Thank God I was on the dance team. I had a lot of fun with them, and they're a great group of people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they were like, wow, Alexa,
and they were like, let's switch her whole intentions.
I mean, I've been thinking about that a lot lately, the way that people's reactions to things being published on the internet are just so... I don't know, like missing the mark based on the original intention.
I especially love when people repost Onion articles thinking they're real.
Oh, yeah.
That's honestly like the greatest thing that's
well,
ever happened.
But specifically, I'm thinking specifically right now, has anyone seen the story that's trending on Facebook about the new Timberland boots that were released?
What?
There's this,
no, but I need new ones.
So there's this new style
those,
of Timberland boots.
Aged.
There's this new style of Timberlands that came out that are like all gray. The laces, the soles, and the body of the boot is gray. And there's, like, they come with this extra lace on the side that you can, I guess, use however you want. You can replace the gray laces with, like, the original Timberland laces, et cetera. But it's attached to the shoe. And there's been a shitload of online controversy and backlash by people who say that it could be used as a noose.
Jesus.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there you go. Like, that is people now. You literally cannot release
Holy
a shoe
shit.
With an extra shoelace
exactly what I thought
without offending someone.
This is the problem. This is the problem. With
yeah.
The problem with the
yeah. You heard extra lace and you're like, oh, of course it's a noose.
Obviously.
Yes.
I feel like the problem with the internet is it's always about, like, outrage.
Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. See, he's holding it.
Yeah, he's got the shoe.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that
it's
looks
always
really dumb.
It's always about expressing outrage. It's never about expressing, like, well, I mean, occasionally it is about expressing, like, a genuine thing, but it seems like it's just a forum for people to just shout into the void about their
Yeah,
anger,
I mean,
you know?
I the way I see it, you literally can't publish anything online these days without someone sitting angrily behind their computer thinking, how can I make, like, some big, like, fucking deal about this
yeah,
that
like,
doesn't
– make this into an issue?
That is just completely unreasonable and not based in anything, any kind of logical – train of thought, just mm-hmm. how can I manipulate this to stir some things up?
I swear
up.
To God, there's got to be someone exactly. really rich out there who just pays a bunch of idiots to surf the internet and make really dumb comments.
Oh, come on. That's absurd.
Reading YouTube comment
exist.
Threads,
yeah.
though, man, you lose faith.
Actually, young who discussed yeah.
shoelaces as a noose. Is it that outrageous?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I consider myself a cyber optimist, so maybe we'll kind of adapt to the to the web, learn how to use it. Because, I mean, there's a lot of good things going
on. I love the web.
On.
Brandon called me 30% Twitter a few weeks ago, so I love the internet.
I see
internet,
that.
30%.
But
okay.
You're a tweeting boy.
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
70% human, 30% Twitter.
All right. Well, more comments on the web later.
Yeah.
Alexa, thanks so much for coming
You're
on the
welcome.
Show.
Of course.
And,
yeah, read the article.
And
it
we're
has
very
a lot
sorry
of views.
That this happened. So, yeah. It is the
was,
most
the
viewed article on the
Did
website.
You, yeah, you get some
it's,
page
it's
views.
The most views.
Yeah.
Well,
views.
One more question before we close. I mean, I personally kind of find it, like, fun when I get a lot of views, even if they're negative and positive, because it means that people looked at my content and they felt something about it, you know? So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. At first, I was kind of like, oh, like, this is terrible. And I had, like, a little moment. And then I was like, you know what? No, this is going to be good. It's going to blow up. And then Jack and Brandon showed me all the views. And I was like, wow, like, this is awesome for, like, my article and then overall for the Hill News. So,
and I think it's at, like, 530 views. And probably 527 of them have come away and been like, I have no idea what this person is talking about.
Exactly.
So,
this person being the critical person,
listening.
Not Alexa. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to cut to some special music now featuring our host, Jack Lyons.
Oh, all right.
And when we come back, we'll have more about it.
Thank you. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo, so much space. And when you're out there without a care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. I hope that you are having the time of your life. Think twice. That's my only advice. Who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Ha ha ha, red. You're in control. No. Well, I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like me. My heroes had the heart. Lose their lives out on a limb. And I'll remember, yeah, I was thinking, I wanna be like them. Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looks like fun. It's no coincidence I've come. I could die when I'm done. Maybe we're crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Probably. Well, maybe we're crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Probably.
Other side of the glass. Because that's one of like seven hip hop songs I know. Or is that rap? Is that more rap or is it hip hop?
It's like pop rap.
Hip rap? Rap hop.
Stop that.
Trap rap.
Remind
rap,
me what rap. We're talking about.
Trap rap.
I was concerned with my headphones. What are we talking about?
Yeah, okay. All right. We're just shooting the shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
we're talking about Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
So Bobby has stepped out of the studio and become our technician.
He's in the booth.
Guy.
Bobby's in the booth.
And we've brought our good friend Brandon DiPerno in.
Howdy.
To take over as host.
Brandon runs the Hill News website.
That's true. With the help of Jack.
Yeah, with my help.
I
do
bit
a little
help
bit.
From Jack.
A little wee bit.
Shut up, Jack.
A wee bit. Oh, God.
Jack thinks he's the shit.
Whoa. I'm
just kidding. I've only met Jack like 3 times,
some...
and he's a very pleasant person.
Oh,
hilarious guy.
I hate when this happens.
Hilarious.
People are just like, I literally just met you. But
Bobby's putting an incoherent
Alex,
note.
Alex, Pub 56.
Oh, yeah.
So Bobby's yelling at us. So we have Alex Martin in the studio right now as our guest.
Yes, how you guys doing? What's up?
Plug your social media.
Social media? Oh, my Instagram, Alex New California, AL3X _ New California. No crazy spelling, conventional spelling.
Yeah, yeah, no crazy. Yeah. Just an E for...
Everyone is racing.
Senior, it's class of 2016, music major, biology minor.
Cannot move their thumbs fast enough.
Okay, all right. This isn't the introduction to a small
class. It's icebreaking,
class.
Right?
Okay. All right, so we're here talking to Alex about a few things. We're going to talk to him about what he's going to, or maybe not. I don't know if he's holding it, keeping it a secret until he does it, but he's performing at the Unplugged Java open mic next Tuesday. Yes. So we're going to ask him about that and see what he will and will not tell us about his long-awaited performance.
I got invited to the event on Facebook, and I know the people in the group, so.
Dropped his phone.
He's going to drop the mic.
He's going to drop the mic. No joking. No, I was like, yeah, Unplugged, that's awesome. I think that's where you get the best entertainment. I think that's where you connect the most, especially in the small venue like the Java Barn. What's really going to be nice is see how people's voice carries, because it is a unique space that has very like irregular shapes and stuff. But anyway, getting into all that, I just think it's going to be a really good experience.
What kind of shape is it?
Is it like a Java hexagon? Shape.
I don't even know, man. It's yeah. Okay.
Is it an octagon? Funny.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't. I mean, I've been there 8 million times, and I couldn't say what shape it is.
8 million times?
Yeah, that's 8 million times.
Because the drummer's always in, like, a weird angle at the corner, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
You know?
But so, yeah, it's a weird angle.
And then later in April 2nd, you, my friend Jack, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jack and I performed at Puffy Six last week.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We were the last people. We had the crowd going at the end. Yeah. We did.
We got our friend Emma going on the egg shaker.
Wait, last week? As in over Midsemester?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
We've seen the sky with diamonds.
Crazy.
Kryptonite.
Can't always get what you
can't
want.
Can't always get what you want.
That one was good.
Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel.
I did Take It Easy.
They came up after.
Where the
they came
was
up
that?
To me after the show, Thomas Faraday, Chris Rich.
Why did I miss this?
And they were like, well, Chris Rich, I spoke to you later, but Thomas Faraday was like, yeah, we want to have you for a set. And then Chris Rich emailed me saying he wanted to do an hour and a half set with us. So I'm going to actually invite some special guests. I got a singer that's going to come on with me. I'm not going to disclose who, but that's going to be good.
Why not, man? It'll be our secret.
Yeah, I'll be switching up the instruments. And, yeah.
Alex.
That's what it is. That's what's going to happen.
How long have you been playing music, Alexander?
Michelangelo.
Martin.
I've been singing since I was 4. My family on both sides are musicians. My father is a musician. My mom's a beautician. I just think that sounds a nice ring to it. No.
is she actually a beautician or is she just
no,
beautiful?
No, she actually is a beautician.
Oh, right. I thought he was kidding.
I'll show you a picture. She was a model, but she's Italian.
My mom was hot too. I'll show you a picture. Let's trade
mom pics and then get back to each other on that.
Brandon, do you want to trade mom pics?
No, but...
It's cool, man.
It's cool.
I've been doing that for... since I was 4, playing guitar for about 11 years now, playing saxophone for about 14. I started that in elementary school. Always had a song to sing. I don't know. Can't stop singing.
Seriously, he can't stop.
Can't stop.
He's always in my house. He won't leave.
Bro, you bought a 12-string guitar after I told you I bought a 12-string guitar.
I wanted a 12-string
anyway.
I was in London, and I just played one first.
I serenaded you from London
FaceTime,
and you were
like
once. Yo, I'm going to get a 12-string guitar. And I was like, I'm going to mail it there. But I was like, no, I'm not going to mail it there anymore because it's too expensive, and it's going to break. But
whoa, anyone check that humble brag right
next
there?
Next time I see this guy.
Did you check that humble
next
brag right
I
there?
Next time I see this guy, he's coming up with a bluff. Like, yo, check out my 12-string.
I'll
let you slide.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But, yeah.
All right. So will you give us a sneak peek of maybe what you're performing this Tuesday, or is that a secret?
A little sneak peek?
A sneak peek. Or not a sneak peek, not play, but just like maybe
sing
the chorus.
Like a set list.
Make it like, pretend it's a song.
Or just give us a name. Just give
us a name of a song. A little hors d'oeuvre.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. I know my shit.
All right, I'll give you two genres then to pick from. Okay. Or like feelings. All right, upbeat.
Feelings? What the
fuck? Upbeat or like...
Is this
like
a therapy
vibes.
Session?
Like choose
upbeat.
The vibe you want, and then he's going to tell you.
Upbeat or like vibe. Like
give me
chill.
Vibe. Give me vibe.
Vibe.
Lit.
Okay. Hit me with a vibe.
All
right.
Lit.
Yeah, let me pass my guitar.
No, you're not playing.
No,
right now. Just give us a freaking
just give us
name.
A name of a song.
Oh, just name of a song?
Yeah.
So you're not going to ship him his guitar right now?
Somebody that I used to know.
Go yeah, I know.
Oh,
it's
somebody that I
don't want to touch it.
Did anyone hear that? You guys
somebody
are talking
that I used
about
to
yourselves
know.
Over there?
Okay.
There
we go. You're talking about him. Charlotte, you're very mean tonight. Very grumpy mood.
Uh-oh. I'm already saying the first fight.
Before we all start fighting, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio, Alex. We look forward to both of those performances.
And sisters, put this record down. Take my advice, 'cause we are bad news. We will leave you high and dry. It's not worth the hearing.
crisscross applesauce, you know?
Yeah.
Crisscross make you jump.
Like a little kid in kindergarten.
Jump, jump. What are we doing? What is that? House of Pain.
Well, it's also crisscross.
Crisscross, really? I have no idea.
The way
that
goes backwards.
What's your favorite kind of applesauce?
Really? I don't know.
Why are we talking about applesauce?
Not cinnamon.
What? That is my favorite.
What cinnamon's the best?
Well, we hate each other. We already know that. So
what? Wait. What? Are there more flavors than just regular?
There's
and cinnamon?
Original. Yeah, there's like cinnamon.
Which is not applesauce.
That sounds like strawberry.
Strawberry sauce.
It says strawberry applesauce.
Strawberry sauce.
We're doing a good job wrapping this up.
Lie.
All right. Well,
we're getting yelled at.
I think I can help with the whole pan situation.
We're gonna close off the show here. Thanks for tuning in. We're gonna do one topic of this week that I think is really important to address: the new Kanye album.
This album is lit.
This album is lit. How do you guys listen to it? How do you feel about it?
I haven't listened to it because guess what? I'm not downloading Tidal. There's no chance.
Well, if you download Tidal, you can
subscribe to Tidal,
and then you can immediately unsubscribe from Tidal and cancel your subscription, and you'll still get the free 30 days.
Do I sound like I'm that desperate for Tidal?
Are you that desperate
album,
for Kanye?
For this Kanye album? Should I be?
Just like
Praise Jesus.
Is it that good?
Praise Jesus.
Is the album lit? Is the album as lit as you said in your
phenomenal?
The album
what's it called again?
Is quite lit.
Is it as lit as you said in your album? I mean, in your article,
in my album,
in your own album, your
solo album.
Brandon, what's the first song called? Beam of Light?
No, Ultralight Beam.
Ultralight Beam. That song's phenomenal.
Song is lit.
Wait, is
Chance the Rapper?
I lost that. What are you talking about?
The first song in the album is called Ultralight Beam, and like Kanye has been on his Twitter basically saying that he's on an ultralight beam. And he's been going crazy. It's fantastic.
I enjoy your closing line. It's like after this album, he's definitely earned a Kanye rest.
Thank you. I'm glad some people appreciate it.
So Brandon, but there will be no rest for Kanye. There's a new album coming out this summer.
What? Unless it's Washington Throne 2. I know he's
Is he trying to get out of his $51 million?
Oh my God.
I got to hear what Charlotte
said. It's a phenomenal album. Watch the Throne.
Listen to Kanye.
Watch the Throne is an amazing album. So am I, but Watch the Throne is an amazing album.
Anyway, is he releasing these back to back because he's trying to get out of his debt, his $51 million of debt?
Kanye West isn't really in debt. His company probably has a little bit of debt because they charge $2,000 for outfits, and that's probably not the best marketing idea.
It's like all over. Oh, yeah, the outfits that are basically like just poke holes in your own sweater.
2 years ago, Kanye put up a T-shirt. Yeah. It's a white T-shirt, like, and it's Egyptian West. Cotton. It was $100.
I follow Kanye West, and I'm
Kanye West is. It's right here.
I follow Kanye West on Twitter, and I'm butthurt that he has more followers than
Kanye West. Kanye West.
That Twitter, he's facing one way, Kanye West; the other way, Kanye East.
Kanye tweets absolute garbage, and he'll have 51,000 retweets. And I can tweet solid gold coins to people, and I will still be dreaming about the day that I
Kanye
get
West
10 likes
Twitter
on a tweet.
Feed is what I would expect the Joker to tweet from Arkham Asylum.
Oh, my God.
I see that. That's a good analogy, yeah.
Except about fashion.
Anyone to tweet from Arkham Asylum.
Anyway, Kanye West, the Joker.
The album is lit.
Lit.
As the expert though on the album, Brandon, can I ask you?
The show is phenomenal. Yeah. People should listen to the show. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're listening.
No, you don't listen to the show. You experience the show.
That's very true.
Ooh.
All right,
I think we kind of hit our groove.
Wait, what were you saying, Charlotte?
We certainly have.
I don't know. The moment's gone. I lost
you said, as someone who's listened to the album.
As someone who is the expert in this room, at least, on the album, can you explain to me the cover art?
I've changed the cover art on my own computer. but yeah.
The cover art that looks like he was editing his AOL Instant Messenger profile.
Well, the cover art looks like it was made in Microsoft Paint.
It looks like his MySpace page.
So much so that when I sent the article to Alexa for revision, Katie Pierce looked at it and said, I think Brandon made some cover art to go with the thing. It's like, no, I'm a way better graphic designer than that.
Yeah.
But
like, maybe that's the point. Same thing as his clothing line. He's like, here's this really shitty looking thing, but it's worth $1 million.
I mean, perhaps.
I have one question about the album.
Yes.
Which Pablo?
It's probably Paul the Apostle, but he hit the because of the religious undertones in the album.
Right. Yeah,
but what about
Pablo Picasso?
Well, exactly. He compares himself to Picasso, and then he's like, he thinks
Pablo Escobar.
Exactly. So that's why the album cover says, which one, like a million fucking...
Okay, I see.
Pablo from Backyard Baseball. What's his name?
Yes, there actually was fan-made art, and it was the Pablo from Backyard Baseball. It was fantastic.
Well, the Pablos that I know.
Pablos. Life of Pablos. Anyway.
So
thanks for tuning in again this week. If you're interested in coming on the show, come talk to one of us. Email me at rbair13 at stlaw. You know the rest.
Contact me through Carrier Pigeon.
I only accept Hedwig.
I mean, you can send me an email at brandon.deparnos @gmail.com. Or yeah. You can hit me up on Twitter.
Or you can find us. You can find us.
Hit me up on Twitter at betterthancindy, because I'm better than Cindy Crawford. So
hit me up on Twitter at Brandon_DeParnos, because I can come up with a simple.
Who is someone in the booth?
You don't know who
it was
Cindy
Bobby
Crawford?
Bear just said, who is Cindy Crawford? One of the
I
most
no
famous
idea.
Models
Bobby,
who
what
ever
year
lived.
Were you born in?
And is still living, to be clear.
You should know who Cindy Crawford is.
Nope.
Bobby.
No idea.
Jesus.
Charlotte
Christ.
Always comes in with the like obscure 90s reference.
It's not.
Last week,
who was in 90s reference? I said that Bobby looks like young
years.
Patrick Dempsey, and I was dead on. I've never been so right about something in my life.
What did you say?
She says that.
That
Patrick
Bobby
Dempsey.
Baird looks like
So, in other words, you have to
Patrick
grow
Dempsey.
Your flow to become McDreamy.
McDreamy.
Well, I'm not.
It's a good nickname.
I'm not weighing in on that aspect of Bobby, but he looks just like. He did. Patrick Dempsey did as a kid. In
we'll
the movie
have to find
Camp
out more about that next week. We're going to cut to some final music. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Bob Baird.
Is the final music Kanye?
We can, yeah, probably.
That was, I was going to say something, I forgot what it was. I'm Charlotte Crawford. Don't worry.
And I just cut Charlotte off, and I feel like
it's okay. See you next week.
New watch alert. New blows. Or the big face Rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes. Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, put them drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game. Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things that can't change.